From age 15 to 18, I hated myself for becoming the thing that I loathed, a bully. When I was 19, I wrote, "I will love myself despite the ease with which I lean toward the opposite." Standing up for yourself doesn't have to mean embracing violence. When I was a kid, I traded in homework assignments for friendship, then gave each friend a late slip for never showing up on time, and in most cases, not at all. I gave myself a hall pass to get through each broken promise. And I remember this plan born out of frustration from a kid who kept calling me Yogi, then pointed to my tummy and said, "Too many picnic baskets." Turns out it's not that hard to trick someone. And one day before class, I said, "Yeah, you can copy my homework." And I gave him all the wrong answers that I'd written down the night before. He got his paper back expecting a near-perfect score and couldn't believe it when he looked across the room at me and held up a zero. I knew I didn't have to hold up my paper of 28 out of 30, but my satisfaction was complete when he looked at me puzzled and I thought to myself, "Smarter than the average bear, motherfucker." This is who I am. This is how I stand up for myself.